Well, there I was, sitting on the couch in my pajamas with my eldest son. He was watching TV. I was doing one of my favorite things. I was tallying up all the money I passed up in endorsements over the years and thinking of all the fun I could have had with it. Suddenly I hear uno, dos, tres, catorce. I look up, but instead of the silhouettes of the hippie wannabes bouncing around in the iPod commercial, I see my boys. Oh my God, they've sold out. Now, what I know about the iPod is this. It is a device that plays music. Of course, the new songs sounded great. My pals were doing great. Now, personally, I live an insanely expensive lifestyle that my wife barely tolerates. I burn money, and that calls for huge amounts of cash flow. But I also have a ludicrous image of myself that keeps me from truly cashing in. You can see my problem. Woe is me. So the next morning, I call up John Landau, or as I refer to him, the American Paul McGuinness. And I say, did you see that iPod thing? And he says, yes. And he says, and I hear they didn't take any money. And I say, they didn't take any money? And he says, no. I think, smart, wily Irish guys. Anybody can do an ad and take the money. But to do the ad and not take the money, that's smart. That's wily. I tell John, I say, John, I want you to call up Bill Gates or whoever is behind this thing and float this. A red, white, and blue iPod signed by Bruce the Boss Springsteen. And remember, no matter how much money he offers, don't take it. At any rate, after that evening, for the next month or so, I hear emanating from my lovely 14-year-old son's room, day after day, down the hall, calling out in a voice that has recently dropped very low, uno, dos, tres, catorce. The correct math for rock and roll. Thank you, boys.